Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. So don't wait. Go to AmericaAwakened.us and join the early access list today. The next chapter has already begun.
For this is not my victory. This is ours. It is the victory of the Bangladeshi auntie who knocked on door after door until her feet throbbed and her knuckles ached. It is the victory of the 18-year-old who voted in their first ever election. And it is the victory of the Gambian uncle who finally saw himself and his struggle in a campaign for the city that he calls home.
The New York Post is calling it a political earthquake. The very city that stood defiant against terrorism on September 11th, 2001, just elected a man who celebrates the phrase "globalize the intifada" just 24 years later. Last night, New York City didn't just choose a new Democratic mayoral nominee, it chose civilizational suicide. While Trump masterfully outmaneuvered Iran's theocratic regime on the world stage, New York Democrats handed their city to Zahran Mamdani, a radical far-left socialist who once wrapped his love for Hamas and refuses to condemn blatantly anti-Semitic slogans. What we saw yesterday is not just an inevitable political defeat, this is the complete moral collapse of American far-left liberalism, playing out in real time in the very city that once symbolized Western civilizational flourishing. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to make sense of all the insanities. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Yesterday was nothing short of a political earthquake that rocked the already beleaguered Democratic Party. With 90% of votes counted, Assemblyman Zahran Mamdani, a radical Muslim socialist, secured 44% of the Democrat mayoral primary votes, easily defeating former Governor Andrew Cuomo's 36%. Now, what's so interesting here is that the numbers reveal something far more troubling than a simple electoral upset. The geographical breakdown exposes the ideological transformation of New York's mostly white neighborhoods. Support for Mamdani came overwhelmingly from white precincts, whereas Cuomo won the predominantly black and Hispanic precincts. Now, we saw this precise pattern previously play out in the city of Chicago in their mayoral race, where their most bougie white areas voted for the radical leftist Brandon Johnson, whereas the more non-white working class districts lean more toward the law and order traditionalist Democrat challenger. So what we're seeing here is the political manifestation, what some are calling the white progressive colonization of formerly working class areas in New York City and, as it turns out, in Chicago. So these are areas that would have at one time easily voted for a candidate like Andrew Cuomo. But both New York and Chicago have been inundated over the last few years with the opposite of what we call left UGs, right? So left UGs are more conservative voters, leaving blue states like California in droves for Texas, Tennessee, Florida, making them deeper red. Well, it's working the other way. As it turns out, we're also seeing a mass exodus of right UGs, leaving red states for blue states in deep blue urban areas, particularly New York and Chicago. So if you're a far leftist, or as Ryan Gradusky asks, if you have six genders and blue hair, why stay in Kentucky, Ohio, and Florida? Go to Manhattan, go to Brooklyn, and have your parents pay your rent, right? And that's exactly what seems to be happening here. Check this out.
I voted for Mamdani.
Okay, can you tell us why?
I'm just looking for someone new and not part of the established Democratic Party, sure, who also hasn't been accused of sexual assault.
I spoke to the other side a little bit, and they're concerned about like the government-run grocery stores and the free buses. What's your response
totally
to that?
I think government in the U.S. is great in the sense that there's always balance, right? Like, no one person is making all the decisions, and so I think there'll be balance within.
He describes himself as a Democrat socialist. Like, do you feel like socialism would work in New York City?
No, not necessarily.
Hey, gang, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When was the last time you checked on your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. Well, if you're like me, the answer is never. Well, the problem is in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. So here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document. They use a fake notary stamp. They pay a small fee with your county. And boom, that's it. Your home title's been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. And you don't know it's happened until it's too late, until you get a collection notice or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now and find out today if you've actually already been a victim. Use promo code TurleyTalks. That's all one word, TurleyTalks, at HometitleLock.com. To make sure your title is still in your name. You also get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it for you. Go to HometitleLock.com now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code TurleyTalks. So as you just saw there in that video, the Democrat Party's establishment, represented by someone like Andrew Cuomo, they just simply, they're not able to compete with the revolutionary fervor of voters, particularly white voters, who simultaneously support socialism while at the same time acknowledging it can't work. So this cognitive dissonance reveals precisely what we've been talking about on the channel in terms of what fundamentally plagues the Democrat Party of late. The desire for ideological purity is destroying practical governance. I'll say that again because that's key to understanding why the Democrats are faltering and falling the way they are. The desire for ideological purity is destroying practical governance, and no one embodies that cognitive dissonance more than Zahran Mamdani himself. Born in Uganda, he immigrated to the United States and has systematically positioned himself as an enemy of the very civilization that welcomed him. He's basically Ilhan Omar with a beard. His political trajectory reads like a case study in radical ingratitude masquerading as social justice. Most recently, Mamdani faced widespread condemnation from Jewish organizations and political leaders after defending the phrase "globalize the Intifada" during a podcast interview. When directly asked whether the slogan made him uncomfortable, Mamdani refused to condemn it, claiming it represented a profound yearning for equality and rights and advocating for Palestinian human rights. So his policy proposals read like a socialist fever dream designed to accelerate New York's economic collapse. His platform includes city-owned grocery stores, fare-free public transportation, rent freezes on stabilized units, massive tax increases on both corporations and wealthy residents to fund these ventures, and even CNN panels are admitting that the consequences for such proposals are beyond dire.
There's no one happier after Mom Donnie and his family than Eric Adams, because everyone over 50 years old who remembers Times Square in the 1970s and the 1980s when you couldn't walk through, it was all pornography and crack and muggings and rapes and robberies. Everyone who remembers that is going to vote for Eric Adams. The New York Times, who didn't do an endorsement, did say, please don't vote for Mom Donnie, as did the Daily News, as did the New York Post. So anybody who knows how bad New York can get all came out against Mom Donnie, because a 33-year-old with zero experience running anything except a little office with five employees not be running the city of New York.
What is your evidence that Mom Donnie would return New York City to the 1970s hellhole Times Square? What is your evidence?
It's very simple. So he wants to raise taxes on people who make the most money. What eventually is going to happen is you're going to lose that tax base. Once you lose that tax base, our bonds will get degraded. Now the city budget will not be substantial enough to subsidize not only the cops, but the fire department, the sanitation department. Once you start losing Wall Street and people who pay $11,000, $12,000 a month to live on the Upper East Side, you're done.
Let me ask you.
And you go back to the 70s when Gerald Ford said to New York, drop dead.
Okay, but hold on, Arthur.
But it goes way beyond simply bad governance. The Democrats aren't just on the losing side of an 80-20 doom loop when it comes to issues. They're also on the losing side when it comes to civilization itself. The timing of Mam Donnie's victory carries profound symbolic significance. While President Trump successfully confronted Iran's theocratic regime, forcing a ceasefire after demonstrating American military superiority, New York Democrats elected a man who sympathizes with the very ideologies America opposes globally. So the contrast couldn't be starker. American strength projecting deterrence internationally, while American cities surrender to civilizational enemies domestically. Vice President J.D. Vance captured this irony perfectly in his congratulatory message to Mam Donnie as, quote, the new leader of the Democrat Party. Vance's strategic trolling there forces Democrats into an impossible position. Either defend Mam Donnie's radical positions or acknowledge that their party has been captured by elements hostile to American values. As political observers noted, this puts figures like, you know, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, in the awkward position of being outflanked by an even more radical socialist. Now, all that said, the actual election, the mayoral election in November, is going to be very crowded. So you've got the current mayor, Eric Adams. He's running as an independent. He left the Democrat Party. You got Andrew Cuomo. He has now left the party. He's running as a third party candidate. You got Curtis Sliwa. He once again won the Republican nomination. You actually have a few more candidates. So there's a very crowded election and the very real possibility that the left-wing vote can split, can get diluted so that Mam Donnie could still come up short. We'll have to see. But big picture, I think we're seeing two major dynamics play out here with this primary win yesterday. First and foremost, as for the Democrat Party itself, what happened yesterday was yet another indicator, a historically fixed point in their inevitable decline as a viable political party. We've talked about this a lot. This goes back to Alex Castellanos' political analysis. When political parties or campaigns are nearing their end, they often go after the most radical part of their base. They're done trying to reach out, right? They've given up trying to convince the undecided voter, the milquetoast supporter of their opponent. Now it's just the most radical red meat for their most radical, rabid supporters to try to galvanize them to get out to vote. And what inevitably happens is that they end up increasingly alienating themselves from the electoral majority, the common sense consensus, as it's often referred to. and they plunge into an 80-20 doom loop where they double down on the most unpopular, radical, extreme issues imaginable. And this is what we've seen with the woke insanity, right? Even leftists like Bill Maher are recognizing that the more woke the Democrats get, the more voters they lose. It's that simple because they alienate themselves from the wider electoral majority. But this is all part of the Democrats being caught in a kind of death throes where they begin to die the death of political alienation from the wider majority electorate. So that's, I think, the first dynamic that's going on here in terms of the Democrat Party itself. Yesterday's primary is further evidence that they really are doubling down on their most radical wing and thus further alienating themselves from the national majority. But there's an even wider civilizational dynamic that we're seeing play out here. Mamdani's victory signifies the wider civilizational death wish that left-wing parties across the Western world have largely embraced over the years. So as Douglas Murray's work has documented, both here and in Europe, the liberal left have dedicated themselves to the systematic dismantling of the cultural and political foundations that created Western prosperity and freedom in the first place. In fact, Mamdani embodies Murray's concept of what he calls civilizational ingratitude. And that's the phenomenon whereby those who benefit most from Western institutions ironically end up becoming their most vicious critics. So an immigrant who found opportunity in America turns around and repays that generosity by allying himself with America's enemies and promoting ideologies proven to create poverty and oppression wherever implemented. In other words, You leave an impoverished area in order to benefit from all the opportunities in your new home, only to end up bringing all the policies that created the original impoverishment with you to ruin those opportunities and effect for others. It's the height of what's called ecophobia, the hatred of one's own home. That's what ekos is in the Greek. And the constituents that voted for him exemplify precisely this. The white precincts supporting Mamdani represent what Douglas Murray has called the luxury beliefs of the educated class, ideological positions that signal virtue while imposing the costs and the consequences of those positions on others, most particularly working class communities. Meanwhile, the minority communities that supported Cuomo, I think they demonstrate practical wisdom about governance that progressive ideologies actively undermines. And so obviously, for conservatives, for Republicans, for MAGA, Mamdani's victory offers an unprecedented gift. Perfect clarity about the stakes of contemporary politics. No longer can anyone claim that the differences between left and right are merely matters of degree or policy preference. The choice is now explicit. Civilization or barbarism, prosperity or poverty, strength or weakness, gratitude or resentment. Mamdani's mayoralship will provide a real-time experiment in socialist governance that no amount of academic theory can obscure. When city-owned grocery stores fail, when rent controls create housing shortages, when fare-free transportation leads to system collapse, and when anti-police policies increase crime, the consequences will be undeniable. Sometimes the best argument against bad ideas is just allowing them to be implemented fully. Vance's strategic positioning of Mamdani is the Democrat Party's new leader forces the entire party to defend or disavow positions that are obviously extreme. This clarification serves conservative interests by making the choice facing American voters unmistakably clear and unambiguous. Mamdani's election demonstrates what happens when societies choose weakness through ideology. The contrast could not possibly be more instructive. Or more optimistic.
for those who understand that truth ultimately prevails over delusion.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.